Okay. We're on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. We'll start again from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi Kikar L'Shabbos, Hamotzi Kikar L'Rishus Rabim Chayev. Somebody carries out a kikar, a loaf, into Rishus Rabim, he's certainly Chayev. Right, the Ritva says, there's no Chiddush in that, that we know that already. It's only brought here to introduce the next part of the Mishnah. Hotzi Uhu Shnayim. If two people carry out this kikar, Peturin, they're both potter. Why are they both potter? We're going to see in a few minutes. Lo yachal echad lahotzi v'hotzi uhu shnayim. If one guy can't carry it out and he asks two, and two people carry it out, then shneihem chayavim. They're both chayiv. One could not have done it by himself. It was too heavy. They're both chayiv. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, even in that case, they're still potter. Now the Gemara will explain it all. Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav, v'amri lei Amar Abaya Amar, v'amri lei v'masnisa tana. Either way, ze yachal v'ze yachal. If A was able to carry it and B was able to carry it, it's something very, very light. Each one could carry it. And then, so Rameir b'chayev. Rameir says it doesn't make a difference. Even if both can carry it, they're both chayev. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon potrim. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon says they're both potter. If they both, neither one can carry it, it's simply too heavy. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir mechayivim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir say it's chayiv. And, okay. Rabbi Shimon poter. And Rabbi Shimon says he's still poter even in this case. Ze yachol v'ze einu yachol. If one can and one cannot, divri hakol chayiv. Everybody agrees you're chayiv. And on Tana Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara will ask which one's chayev. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn. He's a Tana. Rav Shimon's a Tana. Rav Shimon cannot go in the Mishnah. Not a problem. First of all, Rav Shimon says poter is in the Mishnah, but he could argue anyway. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hamotzi Kikar L'Rishus Rabim. We learned the same thing in a different bright stuff. If somebody carries out into the street, chayev, that's certainly chayev. There's no chiddush in that. Hotziu Shnayim, if two people carry it out. Rav Meir Mechayev. Rav Meir says you're Chayev. He's the most machmir here. For Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda says, Im lo yachol echad lo hotziyo. If one guy cannot carry it out, v'hotziyo hu shnayim, so he gets two people to do it, then Chayavin. Each one's going to be Chayev. V'im lav, and if not, Peturin. Each one's going to be Potter. Rav Shimon, Potter. Rav Shimon says, in any event, you're Potter. Fine. So we have a bunch of different shitos here regarding two people as opposed to one person. What is the reasoning for all these shitos? Minahani mili. How do we know all this? The Tana Rabbanon. We learned it in a brisa. It says in a pasuk, ba'asosa, ba'asosa. It says in the pasuk, ba'asosa, v'yim nefesh achas secheteh b'shkaga miyama aretz. Right? If one person in the Jewish community will sin, so forth and so forth, ba'asosa when he does the aveira. So the Gemara says, Ha'osa es kula. The only time you're going to be chayev is if you do the entire thing by yourself. V'lo ha'osa es miksasa. But not if you do part of it. Ketad, what's an example? Shnayim sho ochzin b'malgez. If two people are holding on to a pitchfork. Rashi says malgez fork. Right? Two people are holding on to a pitchfork. V'logzin. And they are piling up the hay with the pitchfork, which is the malacha of ma'amer, right? The gathering, or the karkar. Two people are holding onto this rod, which v'shoftin. They're separating the strings, the strands of the loom, right? We had this already once. That the karkar is this rod, and if sometimes on the loom the strings would get bunched up and get bunched up together. So it would take this metal pointy rod to separate the strings to make the loom go nicely. So if two people are doing that, which we said that's a malacha of mesach, setting up the loom, or bekulmus, two people are holding onto a pen, v'kosvin, and they're writing, or bekana, two people are holding onto a reed, v'hotzi'uhu l'rishus harabim, and they're carrying it, yachal, I would think, yehu chayavin, and they're both going to be chayav in such a case. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says, ba'asosa. It says, ba'asosa. Ha'osa es kula, v'lo osa miktasa. The only time you're going to be chayev is if you do the entire action by yourself, not if you do a part of the action by yourself. But the eagle shall devela. But if there's a cake of figs, and Rashi says the ain echad yochel lahotziu, it's too heavy. One person can't carry that out. It's too heavy. Vahotziuhu l'rishus harabim, and it's carried out into rishus harabim, or bikora, or a beam, right? A beam for the house. Vahotziuhu l'rishus harabim, and that's carried out. So Yehuda Omer, im lo yochel echad lahotziu vahotziuhu shnayim, if one person can't carry it out. So he gets two people to do it. Chayavin. The both of them are going to be chayiv. The imlav, and if not, peturin. They are both going to be potter. Rav Shimon said, the two people are never chayiv, no matter what. Afal pi shelo yachal echad lahotziyo. Even if one guy can't carry it out, vahotziyuhu shnayim, and two people carry it out, peturin, they are both going to be potter anyway. He says two people can never be chayiv. He said it in all cases. The only time the Dibri HaKol was Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Ein Yachol. That's the only one. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. But otherwise, if two people carry it out, if they're both Yachol and both Ein Yachol, it doesn't make a difference according to him, they're both going to be Potter. Yeah. Right. Right. We're gonna get to that. We're not gonna get to the good question. The question was that in the Mishkan they were the whole carrying was for the planks. So there were two people carrying it. We're gonna get to that later on in the week, maybe next week. Vahotziyu shnayim peturin. L'kach nemar. That's why it says vasosa yachid sha'asa chayiv. Only if a single guy does it, he's chayiv. Shnayim sha'asuha peturin. If two people do it, they're both gonna be potter. By the way, the case of Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Ein Yachol, the Gemara is going to say that the Ein Yachol didn't do anything. It's not really a case of two people. That's what the Gemara is going to say.
The case doesn't really apply because it's two items, it's a
pipe
that only two people can carry.
But according to Rav, he's still potter. So they had to be carried somewhere in the Mishkan.
Yeah, but it's two people can carry something that they need two people to carry, right. Instead of two people carrying something that only one person needs
right.
to carry.
Yeah, but Rav Shimon said in that case you're still potter. If you need something that two people have to carry, it's too heavy. Rav Shimon said you're still potter. And we're going to get to all that next week. That's next week. The next perek. I think it's the 11th perek. It's all about that. So fine. So we have all the shitos. So now, the Gemara says, why do they hold the way they hold? So the Gemara says, b'maikum mifligi. What are they arguing in? So the Gemara says, b'hai kra. They're arguing in the following pasuk, which is the pasuk we just mentioned. It says, "V'yem nefesh achas secheta b'shkaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa." So Rav Shimon Savar, Rav Shimon holds, "Talasim mi'utei k'sivi." There are three mi'utim in this pasuk. What are the three mi'utim? Nefesh secheta. It says nefesh, achas secheta, ba'asosa secheta. There are three different mi'utim. Chad le'mi'utei ze oker v'ze meniach. One comes to exclude a case of one guy picked it up and someone else put it down. Rashi says that is the most obvious case of not being chayiv because he didn't do it. He only did half a malacha.
Why do you need
a limud? Tosfos asked that question. Tosfos says, why do you need a limud for that? Tosfos says, the second Tosfos, Zek kasav os achas. Somebody writes one letter. Ubacha veru v'kasav os shnia. Somebody else comes write a second letter. Lo istruch kra. There's a pasuk for that. That's certainly not chayiv. Ela aotza, but the only thing is you need a pasuk for hotza. To have a mina, I would think, ach nasa v'ahotza hu dekapid rachmana. The Torah was makbid about going in and going out, regardless of who's doing it. V'lechayev afilu below hanacha. Again, hotza is always different. Hotza is always has its own rules. Tosfos says, einachanami, maybe you're right. Right? If I write a letter and you write a letter, that certainly, I don't need a limud for that. So hotza is different. What? Even Rabbi Huda would agree to what?
If one person does half, what does that
mean? Yeah, everyone's agreeing to that. Chal lemutei ze oker v'ze meniach. So Rashi says that's the most obvious case of not being chayev, because you only did a half a malacha. The other cases of two people doing the whole malacha, at least the whole malacha was done. So this, according to Rashi, is the most obvious limud of not making anybody chayev. obvious. Ze oker v'ze meniach. V'chad l'mu'ute, ze yachol v'ze yachol. The second mi'ad comes to exclude the case of each one could do it. If each one could do it, Rashi says, why you putter? Because it's klachayad. If I can carry it myself, then when I carry it with somebody else, then it's klachayad. It's not a normal way of carrying, and therefore you're both putter. V'chad l'mu'ute, ze eini yachol v'ze eini yachol. His third one, it comes to exclude a case of Eini Yachol and Eini Yachol. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chad l'me'ute ze oker v'ze meniach. He excludes that case of ze oker v'ze meniach. Each one's only doing a half a malacha. V'chad l'me'ute ze yachol v'ze yachol. And that one's coming to exclude a case of each one could do it. V'chad l'me'ute, the third one is excluding Yachid she'asaha b'horaz bestin. The third one says, Basosa, it's coming to exclude a case. I only acted because Bezdin told me it's okay. I only acted because Bezdin Paskin, you're allowed to eat this chalav. That's why I ate it. I don't have to be in a carbon for that. That's the third beer. Rav Shimon, so what is, how does Rav Shimon know that miut? Rav Shimon, Yachid Sha'asa, bro, it's Bezdin Chayev. No, he holds a Chayev. Rav Shimon holds in such a case that you are Chayev. You listen to it's all Bezin's fault. Okay, you still have to bring a carbon. And the last sheet there was Reb Meir. Reb Meir was the most strict. So he says he held it as follows: Mi kasev nefesh sachata eches sachata basosa sachata. Are there three miyutim here? There's only three miyutim. There's only two miyutim. Why? Rashi explains because he holds nefesh achas is not a miyut by itself. Because it's very normal for the Torah to write that. It says. It's very normal for the Torah to write Nefesh Achas. That can't be a limud. That can't be a limud according to Reb Meir. Right, so you only have two. So he holds, you have two. Chad lemute ze oker v'ze meniach. One to exclude that. No one holds that that's chayev. No one did half malacha. The chad lemute yachet shasobar oz bezdin. And the last one comes, and the other one comes to exclude the case where you acted on because Bezdin said it was okay. So the top Tosas just wants to know, why did the Brisa back on Amud Bey say Tana Rabbanan Ba'asosa when that's not really the limud? The real limud is from three or two. So Tosas answer is because because it's the last mid of the pasuk. Okay. Bezin Paskins, Rashi says, Bezin Paskins, Haro Bezin Shechel of Mutter. Bezin said you're allowed to eat chalav. The Sanhedrin says it's mutter. V'halach v'yachid v'asa al pihem. The guy says, oh, it's mutter. I go eat it. Then the ones who? He's an ones, right? The rabbi said, so I don't have to be a karban chatas for that. I'm pater from a karban chatas. How do I know? Ba'asosa. Only if I do it because of my own shogeg, but not because Bezin's shogeg. So that's a me. Otherwise, maybe yeah. Now, it's certainly true that if two people cook meat and milk together, they're going to be chayev. That's certainly true. And it's certainly true that if two people plant shemitah together, they're going to be chayev. Right, so why is Shabbos different? Why is Shabbos different? Why if two people carry out something, they're potter? Because of malachas makshavas. It all goes back to malachas makshavas. Shabbos is special, has to be done in a certain way, and klachayad doesn't apply by other. Like two people cook meat and milk together, we don't say, well, it's two people, you didn't need the other guy. One guy can do it by himself. We don't say that. We only say it by Shabbos. But it's interesting that the limud to learn this all out has to do with regular, ordinary chatos. This basos is by a regular case of karban chatos. It's not by a case of Shabbos. All the limudim are by it's regular pasuk. It's pasuk for yikra. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Nevertheless, we apply only to Shabbos because of malachas mach Shabbos. Okay. Amar Mar, ze yachol v'ze eini yachol, divri hakol chayiv. If one can carry it and one can't carry it, then everybody's chayiv. Tosfos says that it's not a situation of strength. It could even be a guy who's very, very strong, but if he's carrying it in a weird way, and like he's carrying it with what Tosfos says, he's carrying it with one finger. So that's going to be a case of ze eini yachol, even though he's a very strong guy. That's not determined by strength, it's determined by the way you're carrying it. So ze yachol v'ze eni yachol divri hakol chayev. So haymenai hu michayev, which one of them is chayev? Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Zeh Sheyachol. It's certainly the one who's able to carry it. De'i She'eni Yachol, Ma'ika Ovid. What did the other guy do? He's an Eni Yachol. What did he do? So Tosfos says, the question was not whether or not the Eni Yachol should be Chayev and the Yachol should be Potter. That's ridiculous. If the Eni Yachol, why should the Eni Yachol be Chayev? He didn't do anything. Tosfos says, the question was, should the Eni Yachol be Chayev as well? That was the Gemara's question. Should the Eni Yachol also be Chayev? Certainly it can't be a case that only the Eni Yachol should be Chayev. That makes no sense. The question was, should they both be Chayev? And the Gemara says, no, they should not both be Chayev. Only the Yachol should be Chayev. The Eni Yachol is not doing anything. Amalei Rav Hamnuna. Amalei Rav Hamnuna, become Messiah Bahadei. Yeah, but he's helping out. He's a Mitzayeya. He's helping the other guy. So Amalei, so he answered it back. Mitzayeya ain't bo mamish. Just helping and not contributing really, that's nothing. Ain't bo mamish, that's nothing. And it doesn't make the other guy putter. It's not a case of two people doing it. If I'm an Eini Yachol and he's a Yachol, it's not a case of two people doing it to putter both of you. Only the Eini Yachol's putter and the Yachol's chayiv. We're going to have like 10 proofs to this principle from all over Shas. Amar of Zvid Mishmei Durava, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned this elsewhere. Hoya Yoshev Al Gabi Hamita. If a Zav is lying on a bed, we said many times before that if a Zav lies on something and the something is normal to lie on, it's a normal thing to lie on, then anything that's supporting him is going to become Tame and it's going to be an Avatoma. And this applies even if he doesn't touch it. So he's lying on the bed. Varbat Talios Tachas Ragle Hamita. And there are four talethim, one under each leg of the bed. So tomeos. All those four talethim become tame as well. Why? Because they're supporting him. Even though he didn't touch them. So why all four? So the Gemara says, because the bed cannot rest on only three legs. So each one is necessary. That's like Ze'eni Yachol v'ze'eni Yachol. Each one's necessary. Rav Shimon Metaher. Rav Shimon says Yitar. They're all Tahar. Why? Because he holds, it's like Lushitaso, Ze'eni Yachol v'ze'eni Yachol is Pater. So too, Ze'eni Yachol v'ze'eni Yachol is going to be Tahar. Doesn't make a difference. So far, so good. Hayarochi v'agabi behema. If somebody's walking on an animal, again, he's a Zav. The Dalad Talios Tachas Ragli HaBehema, and the Behema comes to a stop, and each leg is on a different talis, Tahoros. Here, all the talisim are going to be Tahar. Why? Because the animal can stand on three legs. If the animal picks up one leg, it's no big deal. So the animal can stand on three legs. Therefore, since it can stand on three, they're all going to be Tahar, because each one could be the one that doesn't have to stand on. Why are you telling me that all four are tahar? But that fourth leg is still being misayeya. The other three legs, it's still helping. Right? It's still helping the animal. So what do you see from here? That misayeya doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't make the other three chayiv. We don't say that. Misayeya not chayiv, tamei. We don't say that. So Amar of Yehuda Midiskarta, of Yehuda from that city, said as follows, Lo Malach, maybe I'll tell you, Mitzayeya Yesh Bo Mamash. That really Mitzayeya does accomplish something. V'shayni Hacha. But here it's different. The Akrole Lagamri. Here it's different because the animal was totally uprooted one of its feet. It didn't put the foot down at all. So if it didn't put the foot down at all, you can't say Mitzayeya. Really, Mitzayeya Yeshba, but here there's no Mitzayeya at all. Because the leg never touched the ground. It's not Mitzayeya the other legs. So the Gemara answers, no, that can't be, that's not a good problem. That's not a good distinction in this case. Why? Because V'kivon de Zimnan Akra Ha, V'zimnan Akra Ha, since the animal could lift any of its legs at any time, L'havi Kizav HaMis HaPach, it should be just like a Zav who moves around when he sleeps. Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Zav Shayamutal Alhei Sasolin. If a Zav is lying on five benches, Oh, al hay pundos, or on five money belts. And Rashi says that the money belt, we have said before, that the only thing that could serve as a tumas medras is something that either that's normally made for that, or if it's not made for it, that while the zav is on it, you can still use it as a functional kli. So Rashi says that even if the zav is on the money belt, it can still get to the money somehow. So you don't have to tell the zav, okay, get off. He can lie there all he wants, and he can still get to the money, so he can still use the money belt. So either way, he's lying on these five benches, or he's lying on five money belts. So if he's lying lengthwise, tameim, he's going to make all of them tameh. Why? Because he's supporting all of them. But l'rachban, but if he's lying widthwise, then tahorin, they're all going to be tahar, because the majority of his weight didn't go on any one of them. But yashan, but if he was sleeping, not just lying there, but if he actually fell asleep, then safek mishapeach alehen tameim. It's a safek during the night he moved around. Maybe he was on each one of them. Therefore, it's a safek. So what's the rule? The rule is they're all going to be tamei, misafek. So if that's true, why don't we say the same thing by the legs of the animal? It's a safek. If each one, Rashi says that. You should say that at least the talasim should be tamei misafek, because at least the animal's touching some of them. Elalav must be mishum tamrida misayeya eibo mamish. No, so it must be that misayeya, this misayeya does not contribute at all. And therefore, we're back to our proof from the case of the animal. Okay? Amar of papi mishmei derava. Af anon nami tanina. We also learned again about the rule of Messiah ain bo mamish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Hasus, if you have a horse, metame al yadav. A horse will be metame just on its front two legs. And Rashi points out, he does not hold like what we just said 2 minutes ago about an animal switching off legs. He does not hold from that principle, because he holds that only the front two legs of a horse will be metame. So if you have talasim on the front two, those two are going to become tame. And chamar al raglav. And a chamar will be tame on the back two. Why? Shemeshamen es asos al yadav. Because a horse only really supports its weight with the front two. The chamar al raglav. And the chamar supports its weight on the back two. Right? So v'amai, why is that true? Ha'makasayeya b'hadeh ha'dadi. The horse is being misayeya, the animal is being misayeya with its other two legs. So it should not make them all tame, because it's going to be a case of zeh, again, zeh eini yachol v'zeh eini yachol. So the Gemara answers, no, la mishum d'amrina misayeya ein bo mamish. There's no, it's misayeya, it's only misayeya, and misayeya does not factor into the equation at all, and only the front two are going to become tame. Omer of Ashi, Afan Anamit Tanina, another case. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Raglo Achat al Hakli. We're talking about a Kohen now. And the rule is that a Kohen has to stand on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash itself. So Raglo is a Raglo Achat al Hakli. He's got one foot standing on a Kli. Viraglo Achat al Haritzpah, and one on the floor. So one foot now has a Chatzitza. Viraglo Achat al Evan, or he's got one foot on a stone. Viraglo Achat al Haritzpah, and one foot on the floor. So the Gemara says, is that a good avoda or not? Rowan, we see it like this. Kol she'ilu yiratel ha'kli v'sinatel ha'evet, if you would take away the kli, or if you would take away that stone, yachol la'amon al raglo achas, he'd be able to stand on one regel, avodasa kishera. Then even if they don't take the stone away, and even if you don't take that kli away, since if you would take it away, he'd be able to stand on one foot, the avoda is good. And if not, the avodah is no good. So the Gemara says, "Vamai, what? But even if it's there, how come it's ayeh b'hadeh hadadi? It's helping him stand. It's supporting him. So this chatzitza is helping him do the avodah. What's the answer? So who cares? Doesn't make a difference. There is no such thing as misayeh. It doesn't factor in at all." Amar Ravina, af anan nami tanina, kibel biyamin. If somebody, again, this is talking about a kohen. Everything that the kohen does has to be done with the right hand. Kabbalat Adam, the sprinkling, it all has to be done with the right hand. So kibel b'yamin, if he accepted the dam in the right hand, v'smol, misayaso, and his left hand helps him out, then avodos kasheva. We say nevertheless the avodah is a good avodah. V'amai, why is it a good avodah? Hakom misayaya v'hadeh hadadi. He's helping out. It's helping. It's helping him do the avodah. Again, la mishum da aminan, misayaya ein bo mamish. There's no such thing as misayaya. Shmamina, that is a good raya. We've proved that misayaya ein bo mamish. Just, it's interesting to point out that we don't always say misayaya ein bo mamish. For example, if somebody goes to a barber, and the guy, and you know he's a guy, and you know that you have to be careful, and he cuts off your payas, on some level you're responsible. Because you're misayaya. You let him do it. So you do have situations. We're gonna have it. I think it's tomorrow's daf about cutting nails. We're gonna have it tomorrow's daf. We'll save it, and then we're gonna come up with a whole chiddush of misayaya. So that you help participate in the aveira. So it's a fine line when you say that and when you don't. We'll see more tomorrow. You wouldn't get onish. You're still not allowed to do it.
Well, we're saying
no, we're saying misayaya ein bo mamish. If I'm using my left hand to help the right hand do the avoda, it's not like your left hand was involved, which would possibly the avoda. Left hand would possibly, you can't do a left hand with the avoda. So here, so all the cases, right? I'm standing on a rock in the basement, and my other foot's on the floor. So it's being misayaya in my body, it should make the avoda possible, which it doesn't make the avoda possible. Misayaya ein bo mamish, right? But if I'm sitting in the barber's chair, I'm misayaya. I'm helping him cut my payas off. So we'll see more tomorrow about that by a woman, but cutting the nails. Okay. Right, I'm sure there's a lot of shechilut between the two, 100%. What? You're not allowed to be without payas. So you didn't do anything. You sat there like a golem. Right, but the reason that's true is because you're misayaya the avera. That's the reason that it's true. Right. Right. We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf on Amud Beis. Amar Mar. We said before, Zayachov and Zayachov were Meir Mechayev. Even if both could carry it out, something very, very small, very, very light, and both people, each one could carry it out by itself. It's a cookie. Everyone could carry out a cookie, but if two people carry out that cookie, then Reb Meir says you're chayev. Everybody else says you're potter. Reb Meir says you're chayev. So the Gemara asks, according to Reb Meir, we don't have passing like this way. Ibayalahu, the question is, po'inan shir lazeh v'shir lazeh, does each one have to carry out the shir? So you have to have a cookie that's two grogers, one for each of them? Odilma, or maybe shir echad l'kulam. No, just one shir for both. So two people only have to carry out one grogers. So Rav Chisda for Hamnuna, Chadom Ashir Lazeh, Vashir Lazeh. One said each one has to carry out their own shir. The Chadom Ashir Echad Lekulan, and the other one says, both of them have to only carry out one shir. Omer of Papa Mishmei Derava, Af Anan Nami Tanina, to support the second opinion that two people can even be chayiv if they carry out one shir. Why? Hayoshev Agabe Mita. Because if somebody, we had this before in Amud Aleph, this part of the brisa in Amud Aleph we didn't use. We only used the animal part, the second part. This one we just brought as an introduction. But now we're going to use it. Hayoshev agabi mita. If a zav is lying on a bed, v'arba talios tachas arba rad lehamita, and there is one talus under each bed, so tameos. All four become tamei, v'pnei she'eni yachal lamed al shalosh. Because the bed can't stand on three. So all four have to be there. All four legs have to be there. So all four taluses are giving support. So Gemara says, "Vamai, why all four? Liboy shir zivul azeh, v'shir zivul azeh." Rashi says you should have four zavs on the bed. Right? What is it? One guy doesn't need four taluses. So for him, it should only be one. In order to make it tameh, you should need four. El alav mishum damrinan shir echad lekulam. No, we don't say that. We say that one person, the shear is for one person. Okay? You look puzzled.
Comparing the case of Zayachov,
I think Tosfos asked that question. Someone asked that question. And there's a whole complicated answer. Just learn simple.
Four zavs?
What? You should need four zavs, right? Why? Because one talis is a shear for each zav, so one zav cannot make four talisim tame.
One bed is a shear for a zav. One person.
But the talises are on each lead, right? The bed becomes tame also, but each talis should only require, or should only be mechuvein to one zav, which is a shear for a zav. What does a zav need four talises for? So the only way that you can have all four tame is if, right, what Rashi is saying is only one talis should become tame. The answer is we don't say that. We say that shir echad l'kulam. So all four are going to become tame from one zav. So too, two people can even carry out one cookie. You don't say, well, one cookie for me and one cookie for him. We don't say that. Two people can carry out one shir. We're going to have more proofs that this is correct. Amr of Nachum bar Yitzchak, af anon nami tanina, we also learned, Tzvi shenichnas labayis, if a deer runs into the house, v'nol echad b'fonav, and a guy closes the door and traps the deer, chayev is chayev. Nol ushnayim, if two people close the door, shneim, nol ushnayim peturim, they're both putter. Why? Because the case of zeh yachal v'zeh yachal, and we say that's unusual. Lo yachal echad l'nolo, but if one guy can't close the door, it's too heavy. He can't shut it by himself. V'nol ushnayim, and two people close the door, chayavim, they're both going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, v'amai, why is that true? Liboy shir tzedel azeh, v'shir shay tzedel azeh. Each person should have to do the entire shir. La'mishum damrinan, shir echad l'kulam. We don't say that. Another one. Amaravina. Af anonami tanina. We also learned. Hashutfin sheganvu v'tavchu. If a bunch of partners steal and shecht and slaughter an animal, a sheep or an ox, right, so we have the halachas. If you steal somebody else's cheap rocks and you slaughter it and sell it, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. So let's say that was done with a bunch of partners together, steal it and sell it. So each one, they all have to chip in. So v'amai, why do they all have to chip in? We boy shir tvichol azeh, v'shir tvichol azeh. Each one should have had to do the shechita in order to make you chayev. La mishum darminan shir echa l'kulam. We don't say that. And since all five only one person is actually going to do the shechita, but they're all participating, so they all have to chip in. We don't say each one's got to do a separate shechita, which is impossible with one animal. Another one. Shnayim shoti yuhu kona shel gardi. If two people carry out a weaver's reed, some utensil there, some piece of reed that was used for the weaver's loom. So chayavin. They're both going to be chayav for carrying out this shear. This is the size of a reed. So v'amai, why they chayav? Liboy shear hotzal azeh v'shear hotzal azeh. Why don't we say each person has to carry out the shear of hotzah? So the Gemara answers: La bishum damri and shear echad l'kulam. No, because we say one shear for everybody.
I can bring a proof to the case that's what we're trying to find out.
Right.
The hotzah, if you need a shear for one.
Right. We're going to reject this now.
Amalei Rav Acha. Don't we say that it's only by Shabbos that you have, by Hatzah that you have this issue with one or two people?
Right.
So how can you bring a proof from the case of those people who steal an ox?
The case of two people can steal an ox together.
Right.
So they are chayiv. The question here we're talking about now is the shear. We're talking about the shear. Do you need a shear for everybody or one shear for everybody? So it's like you need one shear for everybody. No, we said before, certainly two people can cook meat and milk together. So do you need whatever shear it is? So it's one for each guy? Or is it one shear for both of them? Whatever the minimum shear is for both of them. So we say, no, whatever the minimum shear is for both of them.
Right. We said before that
the whole
time
of the
Sayyid
wanted to limit it to Shabbos. That wasn't Mitzayyah. Shnayim Shasuhu were limiting it to Shabbos. To make you potter. Here they're all chayiv. Here they're all chayiv. So that was to make you potter. Because the Shabbos is different. So we said the pasuk is written by all chatos, but we only apply it to Shabbos. We don't say if two people plant a field during Shemitah together, we don't say they're potter. By Shabbos we would say if two people carry something together, they're potter. It's only by Shabbos.
All these
have nothing to do with Shina. All these by Shabbos, the Rashi said the reason why if two people carry your potter is because it's an abnormal way of carrying your shinui. I can carry it myself. It's a shinui. Here, they're all chayiv. If two people steal an ox, they're both chayiv. We don't say two people. It's exactly proving what we said.
When two people close the door, you're trapping the animal. So the guy closes the door by kicking the door instead of closing the door.
maybe you would be potter. Maybe. Maybe it's a shiri. That's a question on the Malach of Tzad. Right.
The
sleeve, and it says Shnei and Tehovim, even though one of them is Ein Yachal. Right, but it was a Tana. No, but the Tanaim argued on that. Omale Rav Acha Bered Rav Ola Rav Ashi. Dilma D'Isba Be'i K'di Lavashal Beit Zakal Azeh or Beit Zakal Azeh. What do you mean? You took out a reed. So maybe you took out enough of a reed to be able to each guy, there was enough there for each person to cook the shear of a grogris for an easily cooked egg, for a chicken's egg, like we've been saying all along. So who's to say that reed was not big enough for each of them? So you have no raya that you need shear echad l'kulam. So the Gemara answers, im kain lashmi'inan kana da'alma. If that was the shear that you were talking about, it should have said any reed. Why did it specify maishna degardi? Why did it specify it's a weaver's reed? It must be to tell you the shear for weaving. So the Gemara asks, "V'dilma de'isbe k'day la'arug mapal azeh v'k'day arug mapal azeh." Maybe the reed was big enough that it could have sewn one towel for one guy and one towel for the other guy. We don't know how big this was, so we can't use it as a proof. So the Gemara says, "You're right." El mehal lekel amashrumine. From here, we can't bring a raya because we don't know how big the reed was. The reed could have been big enough for both of them, so that can't be a raya. Tony Tanaka made the Rav Nachman, Shnayim Shoti Uhu, Kana Shalgardi. If two people bring out, carry out this reed, Petur and they're both potter from Shimon Mechayev. Rav Shimon says Mechayev. So the Gemara says, what? Klapi Laya? Doesn't make any sense. Rav Shimon all along has been saying, you're always potter. Ela Ema Chayavin, say that they're Chayev, that the first month Arma said they're Chayev, for Rav Shimon potter. And Rav Shimon said they are potter. Okay, we'll do the Mishnah. There's a lot to talk about on this Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlin pachas mikashir bikli. If somebody carries out food less than the shear, but it's in a kli, we had this already. He's potter af al hakli. He's potter even on the kli. He's potter on the food because it's less than the shear. This is all midaraisa. He's potter on the food, it's less than a shear. He's even potter on the kli because the kli is only a tuffle to the food. It has no chashivas by itself. Shakli tefelelo. Right, we had this already. Es hachai b'mita, if you carry out a live being on a bed, potter af al hamita, you're even potter for the bed. Why? Again, shahamita tfeilalo, because the mita is tuffel to the person. Why you potter for carrying out the person? We're going to say tomorrow, chai nosa es atmo. We're going to have that tomorrow. Tomorrow, the whole Amud Aleph is all about that. So you putter for the carrying out the person, and you putter for the bed. Es hames b'mita, but if you carry out a mace, then chayev, you're chayev. V'chein also, even kezayis min hames, which is the shear for tuma, or kezayis min hanavela, or ukaadasha min hasheretz, in all those cases, you're going to be chayev. V'Rab Shimon poter, and Rab Shimon says you are putter. And here we have the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah, which is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about malacha she'ain tzricha legufa. The only reason you're carrying, so Rashi holds as follows. Malacha she'ain tzricha legufa means that you're doing the action to, not for the, not, Rashi holds it has nothing to do with the Mishkan. That's what we all think, that's what Tosfa says. Rashi says it has nothing to do with the Mishkan. The malacha she'ain tzricha legufa means you're doing the action not for the ultimate purpose of what the action is normally done for. So for example, I'm carrying out the mace. The only reason I'm carrying out is because it's smelling up my house. If I could, I would prefer not to have the mace here at all. I wouldn't want this mace here. The only reason I'm carrying it out is because I don't want the mace here. Right? I have to put it over there. That's not a normal reason. That's not a normal, usual reason for carrying. The normal reason why you carry is because you want it over there. And therefore, that's Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Tosfa says, the big Tosfa is Reb Shimon and Amud Aleph, he says, in the Mishkan, you had ripping. What was ripping? There was a wormhole, and you'd make the rip bigger because you wanted to get the rip to a seam, so that when you sewed it back, it would look nice. Right? So, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, you would prefer if the wormhole were never there. So how could that be? How could that be Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? So Tosfos says, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, right, the big kasha on Rashi. Tosfos says, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa means that you're doing something for a purpose other than that was done in the Mishkan. If you do it for a purpose other than that was done in the Mishkan, it's sometimes that they're very similar, Rashi and Tosfos. So for example, the reason I'm carrying out the maize, why are they carrying in the Mishkan? Because they wanted to move something from here to there. So if you're carrying something because you want to move from here to there, that's Hotzah. But if you carry it because you don't want it here, you want it out of here, it's smelling up the house, that is not going to be a case of, that's why they carried in the Mishkan. They never carried in the Mishkan because they didn't want the object here. So if I carry for that reason, that's Malacha Shetzri Chalagufa, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's still Chayiv, and according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Pater.
Mace for meat, are you Chayiv for the mace and the mita? Because according to the way it says, the Chayiv and mita, you could think you could divide it up, so maybe you're Chayiv.
Maybe you are. I think we're going to get to that. Well, you can't say it's a tafel, it's a Chayiv for the Iker. Right. Well, you're doing one action of carrying. It doesn't make a difference. You're doing one action of carrying.
Okay.
You're carrying out, doing one action. Right. Doesn't make a difference.
The Mace B'Chayim, they try to divide it up. So.
Because the what? No, because if the guy's alive, if the guy's alive, I can't be chayav for the live person because I'm not. You can't carry a live person. So maybe I'm still chayav for the bed. No, you're not even chayav for the bed. That's what the Mishnah is saying. But here, you're chayav anyway for the mace.
Well, the case where with the worm.
Yeah.
Didn't the worm say that?
But that was by the worm, or that was by something else? That was by the curtains. Yeah, I have to look that up. I don't remember. I have to look that up. All right. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow we're going to get into the whole issue of Malacha Shetzirich L'Gufa. And on Amud Beis, we start the Malacha of Gozes. Today's share was learned L'Ilei Nishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Binyamin HaKohen.
Amen.